You know, we spent time yesterday talking about the comments from Baker Mayfield, the comments from Odell Beckham Jr. yesterday. We wanted to kind of get back to it today, especially the Baker comments. The Odell comments were just kind of silly. I mean, he just sounds...
It makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense what he said. It's not necessarily bad that he said it. It just the comments don't make any sense.
Makes no sense.
He's wrong. It's pretty obvious. But the Baker comments are interesting. And really, the bigger story now is... The fact that Baker threw out the whole, they'll do anything for clickbait, which is completely unfair by Baker. Now, listen, he claims that the two comments the reporter put together were kind of made at different times and that the reporter made them look like they were together. Now, that's a he said, she said. I'm not sure about that. Is that possible? Maybe.
But like the GQ article and the tweets and everything. Not one headline went. This quote was in the ninth paragraph of the piece.
You wouldn't know about it.
It was not a headline.
No.
Okay? It was not clickbait.
In fact,
it was the opposite of clickbait. You'd have to click on the actual article and read nine paragraphs to find the quote.
Everybody else made that a story, us included, whatever, but they didn't. So it's completely out of line to call it clickbait. That's not fair. Now, listen, you know, speaking of interviews, I was talking with Ross Tucker. I was on his show this morning, and he said, you know, is anybody in Cleveland getting mad about what Baker's doing? And I said, frankly, I mean, there's probably a few people, but I think we've reached a point, and I think it's unfortunate, that when fans, and it's not just in Cleveland, it's everywhere, when fans are all in and they love a guy and they believe in a guy, it almost doesn't matter what the guy says and does. Nobody wants to hear any criticism. I feel it. Listen, Baker hasn't really done anything terrible. But a lot of the comments he's made along the way, Dustin, which we have, you know, for the most part, even us, have kind of been like, not that big a deal or poo-pooed or whatever. And certainly the fans have done that. If a player on another team had said a lot of the same things, fans here, especially if it was about somebody on the Browns, fans here would have gotten furious, told the guy to shut up, who are you, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And a lot of the outside criticism, or not a lot of it, but some of it is fair. Now, fans don't want to hear that. I'm sure just me saying that is going to get fans angry, and so be it. And that's just the truth. I don't think anything Baker has said has been that big a deal, but we would have made it a bigger deal if somebody had said it about our guy in this case, or just a lot of the little things along the way. A lot of people nationally are like, I don't know. The Browns have done a lot of talking for a team that hasn't won squat. And we've kind of said, that's true, but it's okay because we think we're going to be good. But the reality is, Dustin, if this season doesn't pan out, the Browns are going to get destroyed nationally. And frankly, we'll beat them up a little locally too, because they've done all this talking and we've kind of been good with it to at least most of it. But if they don't back it up on the field, no team has done more talking than the Browns have. No team. And that's fine as long as they back it up. If they don't,
then they're going to be ripped.
Yeah.
They're going to be torn to shreds.
And they will deserve it.
And rightfully so.
Yeah.
I said to you before the show today, this team, it just has a feeling of boom or bust. And boom meaning that they're red hot. They're sexy. They're winning. They're shoving it in everyone's faces, the people that were criticizing them prior to the season. Or they fall apart. And they don't win 10 games.
Right.
They win 7. They win 6. I don't know.
Yeah.
It could happen easily. And then, the Browns are a 6-10 or 7-9 football team this year.
Oh, gosh.
Which could happen.
Yeah.
Could happen to any team that you're predicting to win.
Absolutely.
The division.
Absolutely.
Outside of the Patriots,
Anybody can go
7-9.
Even the Patriots, you never know. They're the least likely to
most
go 7
likely,
nine.
They're not going to.
But yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
No, you're right. And I wish we could just get to a place where it's okay to say, I'm worried about right guard, or it's okay to say, I maybe didn't like that comment about Baker Mayfield. With everybody turning it into a huge thing and getting mad because of any little perceived criticism. You know, I was talking to our buddy Bo Bishop yesterday.
Love Bo Bishop.
And he made a great point when he and I were talking, is that Browns fans have to become almost, in a way, it's weird to say this because I'm putting the cart before the horse by saying this, Browns fans have to, in a way, become like Ohio State fans Or that's the transition that they're going to have to get used to if the
like,
team's
what do you
is
mean,
good.
Like Ohio State, like they're cocky?
No. Not about
or what?
Not about that.
What do you mean? Explain.
So when if you're doing sports talk in Columbus, and I obviously haven't done that, but you have a connection to Columbus.
Yeah,
certainly.
Of course.
If you're doing sports talk in Columbus,
okay.
When you're judging and talking about the Buckeyes, you're judging it where in your mind you expect them to win at least 10, if not more, games every year.
Yep.
So you're picking, you're looking at the flaws. You're looking at the few, where can I find little things that, oh, this could make it go not as well as I think. For our Browns coverage, since you and I have been covering this team for 8 football seasons, and before that for whoever else was covering the team before that, Dustin, fans, you wouldn't have to get into the minutiae of the little things that could go wrong because everything was going wrong. So you were just talking about the team being a disaster. You weren't looking for the nitpicky stuff. So now that the team is finally good, or at least we think they're going to be good, when you and I bring up some of the small nitpicky, if you want to call it nitpicky, I say small stuff, like right guard or kicker, people are still reacting to it like we're crushing the team like they are a bunch of scrubs again. And it's not. I'm now judging the Browns or looking at the Browns like I would look at Ohio State,
yep,
in that I think they have playoff aspirations.
Sure.
And here are the things I'm looking at that could potentially sidetrack them. Right guard, kicker, inexperienced coach, overconfidence. That's what I got to look at, because now it's not okay. In past years, it was like if they won 6 and had just enough to get 6 wins, it was like, okay, not bad. You made some strides.
Sure.
That the spectrum has changed for the Browns, and I think fans are not used to that. So when we criticize, maybe it feels like the same old criticism when it's not. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. Folks just have to prepare themselves for this season, and hey, it could go either direction with the criticism.
Yeah.
Or people could jump on board. The
yeah.
Colin Cowherds of the world. As soon as the Browns,
right?
If the Browns start 5-0, you think he's not going to flip?
Right, he will.
He's already starting to flip a little bit. You can
sure,
see.
Absolutely. He will.
And not just him. There are a lot of
right.
people out there that
but
have been critical.
But those same people, like the Browns, could go 12-4. But if they lose in the first round of the playoffs, Colin and the other people will still say, "Yep." They'll bring up all these things again as to why it didn't pan out in the playoffs. They'll come up with all the excuses. The schedule was this. They only beat this team and that team and whatever. You look for your own narrative, sure. I get it. I just think, listen, we all love the honesty from Baker. I do. I like most of the stuff he says. But if he says, "I'm surprised the Giants drafted Daniel Jones," then you said it. Okay, we could like it. We could think it's uncool to do it. Sure. Whatever we think about it, if you say it, don't then just say you didn't say it. Because the guy's not going to... Now, today it was 2 quotes were put together. The bottom line is Baker said, "I was surprised the Giants drafted Daniel Jones." We were all surprised the Giants drafted Daniel Jones.
It was a shocker.
And
for
that,
him to go 6th overall, and look...
To accuse the guy of clickbait was out of line. He was wrong,
was,
and he shouldn't have done
that. That was out of line.
Yeah.
Now, Baker's wrong when he talks about the winning quarterback approach.
It's absurd.
And it's all about winning.
Yeah.
There's nuance to it, right?
Yeah.
You can't just say, "Well, I won at Oklahoma. I was 39-3 or whatever as a starter." Yeah, but you're throwing to NFL wide receivers. You played a great program. Like Jalen Hurts this year is not nearly as good and could not be a pro quarterback. He'll probably win 11 games at Oklahoma.
Yes.
Okay. Daniel Jones went 17-9 at Duke as a starting quarterback. Because he was not a successful winning quarterback in college at Duke.
Yeah.
A basketball school, for God's sakes, does not mean that he's not going to have success in the NFL.
Yeah. Dustin,
okay?
let me give
Pat Mahomes was a .500 quarterback in college, okay? He's the best quarterback in the football right now.
Let me give you the list of the top 10 winningest quarterbacks in college football history. Number one.
I'll give you right now. A couple names. Tim Tebow.
Number one.
Colt McCoy.
I don't know if he's in the top 10, but he's certainly up there. No, he's not top 10, but he's in the...
He's like 41-6.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, that's top 20. Kellen Moore is in
the
top
10. Kellen Moore is 50-3 as a starter.
Charlie Ward.
He's a hell of an athlete now.
Marcus Mariota, who's looking like a bust. Danny Werfel. Vince Young. Matt Leinart. And Tommy Frazier in Nebraska. The only guy in the top 10 that's played in the last 50 years that's any good in the NFL that is in the top 10 of winning quarterbacks in college is Cam Newton, and he only played one season in college. That's it. Even if you look at the honorable mention list, the guys that didn't make the cut, Eric Crouch, Ty Detmer, Ken Dorsey, Doug Flutie, Johnny Manziel, Colt McCoy, who you mentioned, Jameis Winston, who's okay. Now, there's a few guys that did win. Steve Young won a lot of games, and A.J. McCarron, another. Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck were successful. But most of the winningest quarterbacks, or three quarters of them, if not more, of the winningest quarterbacks of all time in college, either didn't make it or had no career in the NFL. So it's silly to say, well, we should just judge it based on winning in college. That makes no sense at all.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
there's more to it than just winning.
Yes.